Jemishisung dinan yore handa Samu ume shung le jangbe to Kyo yu longu rengshin meba la Dungze tenden chokwa kamyo jang Tenzo ume lu ni yinu shi Degyamayo su le tenan zi saji Di denbare Tanya suya rangzen ka yundu zane Da rangzen kekwe shu le Da yudin kage samidu ba Da ku penen jigen shi shakur ba 지선에 최주롱 정신 매발로 준비 땡땡 쪽 까매 장스 지금 무슨 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 무슨
In this Tsongkhapa's text, Lamrim Chemo, at some point in his section on especially insight, he has an interval verses that he writes. In one of them, he writes the following. He says that, O learned ones who are learned in the middle way treatises, although, so this is on page 325, where he writes that, my friends who are learned in the profound middle way treatises, although it is hard for you to posit dependent origination of cause and effect, within the world devoid of inherent intrinsic existence, it is better to take the approach by saying such is the middle way, system of the middle way. So, and this is very true, because what Tsongkhapa is pointing out is that in the course of, inquiry into the ultimate nature of reality, and when you have negated inherent existence, existence by means of intrinsic nature and objective existence, then there is, one cannot maintain any notion of reality that is objectively grounded. So so there's literally nothing left that one can, hold on to that is objectively grounded. Yet at the same time, one still needs to accord one still need to maintain functions of harm and benefit, cause and effect, and so on. So, and that is where the challenge really is. How, in the aftermath of negating any notion of intrinsic existence and objective reality, how one still maintains a notion of coherent notion of a reality, that really becomes the challenge.
늑신인분할이야. 다 유순이래 만데스. 다 유순이스잖아. 정신이 예바당 민광이 예바지. 다 정신이 예바다 민광이 예바 니래 마도베 유순매. 유순아만 집에 내베스. 치마래 외매도. 다 사실 뜻이 나나 다나요 다. 유순이래스. 유주 남아라 리그엔 네바인데 다 치말레 왜 매도 냠데 로테이 쳐서 참을 사왔어. 자, 다 고마라 세 나리야. 다 타녀다. 다도 타녀 좀 좀 시고로다. 각자 캐베 슈기다 타녀 시고로. 타녀 연상 시기 있는 자네. 고마라 세 나리야. 디 카우사레스. 아, 남제스 오르다. 아, 동조 두야디. 또 레드그레스 다제네 동부 텐디도 샤야디 다 시작하고 처리하래 자 니네 이제 자네 어려서 나눠리야 타년 정점 참은디 타년 참은 정점디 다 카고 처리해 이제 자네 우메 다 타르투베 까사야 니니도 서셔야 되듯이야 나디 가래 가래 그 삼다 삼다 냠냠으로 또 우스 준비 있나 애니 직셔야지 다 딜이야 팬 토시도 딜 Tan minggu wangi yebasi mato mebasi cha. Tan minggu kang sosu yebasi lama maris. Tan kendi yebasi lama tan tanya tu cawa. 타녀도 잡고 던져도 타녀의 참으신지 민회봐 대성도 마셔도 터두주지 리베이지 민회봐 다 대의 때문에 다 타녀도 해봤지
Similarly, in Tsongkhapa's essence of eloquence, differentiating the definitive and interpretive scriptures, there Tsongkhapa also, in dealing with the understanding of the notion of reality in the aftermath of negating inherent existence, there also Tsongkhapa makes a similar point where he says that, if we try to examine the notion of existence, and there are only two possible ways in which we can understand the notion of existence. One is existence by means of inherent nature or inherent reality, or existence by means of some nominal criteria or nominal existence. And between these two, since existence by virtue of intrinsic nature has proven to be completely untenable, so there is no alternative left other than to accept that the existence is only nominally defined. Similarly, Tsongkhapa makes also a similar observation in his Ocean of Reasoning, which is a commentary on Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, where he again lists the two possible ways in which one can understand the concept of existence, and having demonstrated that existence by virtue of inherent nature, which is an objectively grounded existence, is untenable. He says that the alternative left is a nominal existence. Therefore, one should direct one's mind towards that angle. Similarly, in Gombo Rapsel, his elucidation. Clear elucidation of the Buddha's clear elucidation of the thought, which is a commentary on Chandrakirti's Entering the Middle Way. Tsongkhapa explains that when we think, when we probe into our understanding of the nature of existence of things, he says that although kind of having an ascertainment of emptiness by means of negation, that is comparatively easier. But in contrast, having an understanding of the reality in terms of dependent origination in the aftermath of the negation, that is a very difficult challenge. And so he says, in fact, says that this being able to accord a reality, a coherent notion of existence or reality to things in the aftermath of having rejected existence, any form of objective inherent existence. Here, he says, this is the greatest difficulty and challenge in the context of a middle way thinking, middle way philosophy. So here, one thing that is most helpful in enabling us to at least maintain a coherent notion of reality within the Madhyamaka context is to look at the three criteria that Tsongkhapa presented for conventional existence, which we touched upon earlier, that that it is known to worldly convention, that the known convention is not invalidated by any other valid conventional cognition, and furthermore, So this second
So 강사세야 나좀 대이 무슨 뭐 강사가 뭐랑 섞었지 가림이 째 이르자네 시바 이 시바 시작할 준비는 아니 세미 내걸리 마대시차 삼이 이신 것도 집에 내걸라 아니 바자고 시도 마대차 근데 이르자네 끝이나 시작해야지 또 시작해야지 나좀 대이 무슨 뭐 딱든 세니 예배 룩스 세니 시작을 이르자네 대를 터놓지 주시고 내용이야.
So the second criterion, which is that the non-convention should not be invalidated by any other subsequent or any other valid cognition. This may include one's own, the individual's own subsequent cognitions. For example, you may perceive something and think that to be the case, but your subsequent perception of the phenomena may in fact invalidate it if it happened to be a false perception. Similarly, it could be invalidated by valid cognitions of some other third person. So in this sense, this is very similar to the the form of verification that occurs in the scientific method, where reputability and intersubjective verification, in other words, verification by some other third person, also becomes an important factor. So the second criterion is very similar to the need for intersubjective verification in the scientific method. And the third criterion is added, which is that the non-convention should not also be invalidated by ultimate analysis. So the point of including that is to provide a way of adjudicating between claims that are metaphysically grounded. For example, the mind-only schools claim the mind-only school, particularly those following after the scripture, their postulation of alaya, foundational consciousness, although they may not see themselves as having made this postulation from the point of view of ultimate analysis, however, from the Madhyamaka Prasangika perspective, postulation of the alaya or foundational consciousness will be seen as having been made in the aftermath of an ultimate analysis, because the whole kind of motivation for postulating alaya, foundational consciousness, to be the true essence of the person from the Madhyamaka point of view is motivated by a form of an ultimate analysis, because they were not satisfied with the everyday level convention which operates at the level of perception and everyday appearance, but rather, and they were looking for a kind of a true referent of the term person, something that would have an objective basis, and looking for that kind of essential, the real person. So, pursuing such line of analysis, then they postulate the idea of alaya, foundational consciousness, as being the true identity of the person. And here, for example, the proponents of foundational consciousness are uncomfortable with the idea of sixth mental consciousness as being the person, because they run into and they see that it runs into problems. So therefore, they seek a consciousness that has a more stable basis, and then they identify and they postulate this alaya to be the identity of the true identity of the person. So from Madhyamaka point of view, that whole line of kind of thinking and quest is involves a form of ultimate analysis, because it operates beyond the boundary of everyday a normal convention.
Yeah. So that ngala nam dinjir bunro. 저는 지금 터시 교환 과학을 집에서 지금 두파지 싸움을 했다. 뒤에 싸움들을 전에 단위야 매듭이 차용도 차용구도가 단위야 매듭이 또 차를 전에 아 다 패는 것을 제대로 하래. 근데 이제 다 never remember 지 다 패는 것을 제가 되게 never remember 지 심하다. never remember 지 다 세월에. 다 유로도 컨트롤했었나? 다 민국왕이 여봤으니 시기 아래 나를 아주 심하다고 하는 신기. 아, 다 델라 디삼단에 오도와. 다, 아, 땡중사, 다 땡지 디삼단에. 델라 리베키아 무슨 세시거래. 드림이 두산에, 아, 따뜻하게 많이 봤어, 계셨나 봐. 아, 그래, 여당 거라, 아, 땡에 두제버지. 다 그것은 시사하는 시세. 다 땡에 두제버지. 삼루지 코인이잖아. 아, 다 땡에 따버리. 땡에 샤버리. 샤라 라네버리. 딘데인지, 다, 마드베 정신도 태워지. 랑은의 두지도, 랑기 모 진배 전시, 그걸 전쟁에 유해되지. 뒤 여백이나, 아니, 샹아, 떼고 온다. 안 되지, 믿어버리지 않아. 아니, 뭐니 죽나? 뒤니 샤베, 초베, 떼니 샤베, 아니, 떼니 샤베, 요 말이 있어. 다 때부터 이제는 와. 떼니 딱 쓰지. 그걸 하는 뭐 진배, 지, 그걸 가서 그래. 랑선배지, 그걸 텐지 땡이야. 德西丁的也得不起呢 다 때는 딱 쓰지 않아요. 다유 민장사심마다 매듭을지, 거에도 수여하시더니, 능수디, 전쟁을 해봤지. 또 나유인데, 아, 다디, 토마를 받는 머리부의 왕기, 다 샤베, 다 그, 가서 그래. 디갱기, 다 추베갱기, 아니, 춘한테 샤베, 사마시, 전쟁을 해. 매신도 전쟁을 해봤지. 나유부터 와서, 다 각성인지, 가서 그래. 잼바를 시다 뒤에서 하는 패시용기도 소식도 와. 但都是说阿罗家的你看那么就是比这一家哎你他是个所谓那边差不多你就没得差不多但那边嘛就是有啊这是但有路过那个民国王比较生气但这个地方的电竞是不是上大部分呢呃对你也就是上过的但都是上大部分做 丁俊给这个东北人的话夸起浪吞了天天地都狂妙了看上说呢东北的东北天的丁俊全都下得下去东北也是先让拉来吧这个先让拉来是最近的对吧这个这个经济起码也把你的让我们那边去夸下去那是多这是怕钱丁俊你不就是一个东尼口
東北人出現的東北人就是這些電子信息的type。好的,這些的,那麼是人家沒有,這個叫做電子迷路通往上面呢,你是有人的,跟著呢,這是在說話,說說的定義是。而你的,他上面,困過,困著開始下。So In terms of actually how to bring these understandings into actual meditative practice, the way in which one can do this is to proceed in the following manner, which may be very helpful. We proceed with employment of or application of a particular form of reasoning, whether it be the sevenfold analysis, or, you know, of person. Or whether it is the diamond slivers analysis, the chatuskoti, the four-cornered argument, which examines the arising of a phenomena in terms of self, another, both, and neither. And so whatever of the reasoning process that you use, you know, as you apply this form of reasoning, which negates any, you know, which rejects all the other possibilities, then, you know, one will arrive at a point where you will come to recognize that the subject under analysis is unfindable when we, you know, when we search for them by means of such critical analysis. So at that point, you will arrive at a point, a kind of an awareness, a sense of non-existence of the thing under investigation when subject to such critical analysis. And at that point, you must then bring to your mind the recognition, the fact that things do exist is incontrovertible, because, you know, things do make an effect, impact. They can cause harm, they can bring benefit. The fact that these phenomena does have an effect in terms of benefit and harm is an incontrovertible proof that they do exist. They possess some manner of existence. Then the question then is, how do we understand that status of existence? In what sense can we say they are existent? And here, one then comes to understand that given that objective inherent existence becomes untenable, the notion of existence that we accord to them must be at some kind of nominal criteria, on the basis of nominal reality. And here, it is helpful to then relate this understanding to the principle of dependent origination. And therefore, principle of dependent origination is often referred to as the king among all reasoning, because the principle of dependent origination, when you use dependent origination as a rationale for arriving at understanding of emptiness, then it points, the fact that things are dependent and originated indicates their lack of any independent status. And so they are, because of their dependent nature, they are thoroughly contingent. And because they are contingent, they have, their nature is such that they can be real only in relation to some other thing. And once you come to recognize that, then there will be a kind of a realization that the existence that we can accord to reality can only be this relational existence. They can only be understood in terms of dependent designation. And because they are dependently designated, their coming into being and their existence can only be understood in these relational terms. And because they are possess this thoroughly relational contingent nature, therefore they are thoroughly dependent upon others. And once you come to recognize that, then you will come to recognize that the status of existence that we can accord to them is only on this nominal level. And for example, Buddha Palita states in his text, he says that if things were to exist by means of their own intrinsic nature, and if things were if things exist in their own right, then we can point our finger to that thing and say that is their essence. So then, if that is the case, then there is no need for things to be dependent upon any other factors. So this also suggests that if things possess objective reality, some kind of existence by means of their own essence or intrinsic nature, then one should, even before the label is given, the thought that this is so should arise. So this is, in fact, a reasoning that Nagarjuna uses in one of his texts, kind of, you know, finally, kind of in a crushing. So this is a reasoning that is used by even mind only school and others as well. But Nagarjuna, in fact, uses that argument in his text, finally, kind of, you know, crushing or pulverizing the arguments of the others. So there, Nagarjuna also presents this argument. So when you use these kind of analysis, then we will come to recognize that the thought that something is such and such, you know, that kind of identity-based thought can only arise if the thing is dependently designated. If the thing exists only in, you know, if the thing exists by means of its own intrinsic nature, then the arising of a thought that this is so should not depend upon that thing being labeled before. So in this way, we will come to recognize that, you know, only reality that we can accord to things is really a nominal, dependent reality. When you come to understand this and you cultivate your understanding, you know, further and further, then you relate that then to the way in which normally things tend to appear to you. So now, as a result of, you know, contemplating emptiness, you have come to recognize that things and events do not possess existence by means of intrinsic nature or inherent existence. Yet when you relate that to your own everyday perception of the world, you also recognize in your everyday perception you tend to perceive things as possessing such, in, you know, objective existence. And in this way, you will come to recognize there is a disparity between the way things appear to you and when way things really are. And this is, in this way, one can get an experiential flavor to what is called the process of identifying the object of negation. So it, in a sense, the object of identification, object of negation will be, the identification will have an experiential kind of, you know, dimension, almost as if you're kind of touching something in a naked way. And so in this way, we need to basically kind of combine and use interchangeably various processes. First, applying critical reasoning to demonstrate the untenability of any, you know, kind of unfindability of anything when you're subject to critical analysis. You then move on to dependent origination and, you know, kind of relate to their own dependent existence. And then from there, you compare that to your own personal everyday perception of the world. And in this way, one will be able to see how understanding of dependent origination leads to emptiness, and how understanding of emptiness leads to dependent origination, so that they mutually complement each other and reinforce the understanding each other. And when this happens, then as Tsongkhapa points out in his three principal elements of the path, where he says that at that point, when without any temporal sequence, simultaneously at the same time, the instant, the moment you see the infallible reality of the dependent origination, if the the object of your grasping and is totally dismantled, at that point, one has arrived at the culmination of analysis.
That the gigant, Tanya do you have a casual soon to share that the man surely needs much before. Shall need some sort of store. Timu key, dot up with Ranchilla, two midulos of a cavern of dot down it, the shadows of the kill and gue. Didagan, Zindan, Tang, the good senior, nobody knows, and she gave him his touch. Yes, sir. Tinagachi, Timula, Tamayan, to this, Timus only shadows. Listen. Daddy, Kanye Sundua, Timula, Tammy Devon, you were using Timula, Tamayan, to this. Sensun daddy, Page Chata, Chamudigidi, Timuda, Sundan to Sonny, Timutin, the Sundan to Sonny, Tammy Devon, you were using. Tanya chata rapa. Umokobarson of Sonyare, Mumbani Sheve, Minum changing your monsach. Mumbani Sheve, Minum changing your mon rapa di, then the Sundera a mere. Tati, Tendin your mon rapa di, the Tawatimu, Duchin Yore, the name to Timur, Tamba into this. Tadana, Yomotara, Tamje.
So here in page 183, Tsongkhapa, citing from Chandrakirti's commentary on the 400 stanzas, he cites the following. He writes, in fact, before that he writes, ignorance superimposes an intrinsic nature on things. From this attachment, hostility, and so forth arise. Further superimposing features such as attractiveness or unattractiveness upon that intrinsic nature. Therefore, reason can also be used to eradicate the way that attachment and such apprehended objects. And then he cites from the Chandrakirti's commentary, which reads, attachment and so forth superimpose features such as attractiveness or unattractiveness only upon the intrinsic nature of things that ignorance has superimposed. Therefore, they do not work apart from ignorance, and they depend upon ignorance. This is because ignorance is the main affliction. So here, Chandrakirti identifies two ways in which ignorance is related to the afflictions. In one, he writes, they do not work apart from ignorance. And then in the second, he says, they depend upon ignorance. So this may relate to a kind of a more subtle understanding of the levels of some of these afflictions, where in some cases, ignorance serving as the basis for the affliction to arise. And in some cases, the grasping at true existence being actually present within the concomitant, within the complex of the grasping, or so, complex of the affliction itself.
So
in these cases of subtle affliction, since grasping at true existence is concomitant within that complex of the affliction, then the question arises, does that mean that these afflictions themselves are also a form of ignorance? And here the response is given that the grasping at inherent existence that is present, within that affliction is not by their own accord, but rather through the power of the ignorance. So therefore, and they are, they grasp that inherent existence because of the presence of ignorance with them. So then, having dealt with the problem of over negation and under negation, then the third major outline Tsongkhapa presents is the way in which one's own position identifies the object of negation.
So
we have already actually dealt with this topic of the question of how to identify the object of negation. So in this context, when we are talking about object of negation of reasoning, we have to understand that when the wisdom of emptiness is cultivated and arises in one, it undermines the grasping. So the manner in which it undermines the grasping at true existence is to really directly oppose the perspective of the grasping. And in this way, it undermines that grasping. But as far as the content of that grasping is concerned, the reasoning and the wisdom realizing emptiness, what it does is that it demonstrates that the non-existence of that content, which is the true existence. So the next, we'll deal with the outline that touches upon the question of what kind of method that one should employ to negate that object of negation, whether one should rely on a consequential reasoning or that of syllogism. So this is presented in two main outlines. One is the refutation of others' position, and the second is presentation of one's own standpoint. So we will read with the second one, which is the presentation of one's own standpoint. So
rengju tam rangwa tanye tu ya da mindu be rashi meba ma lu gi she yun de dinje cham mi si da rangse da ngo tu de mo chu be cham ma ba da rangse da ngo cham jin shin je da chu jen je cham jin shin je la da rangse da ngo tu chu be cham chu be shi ba ji cha de ge da a da geum je da cham yin de me se da de yang ko de gi le ba na jin ko ra jin da ta na mi chu ji da ti shi ko ra da 자자가 자들이 인도 참에 두수 튀나오다 위험에 따지 시리하래.
So here the main point being discussed is whether or not in one's own understanding of Madhyamaka, one should accept the notion of autonomous syllogistic reasoning and. So it's the term that is being used is Swatantra, which means autonomous and autonomous syllogism or autonomous reasoning, and the supposition here made by the proponents of autonomous syllogism is that any form of inference must occur on the basis of the use of a form of reasoning, a valid reasoning, and that possesses the threefold, three modes of validity, and the idea here is that the subject that is being analyzed must be something that has been verified by a valid cognition that is undeceptive with relation to its own intrinsic nature. So in other words, the proponents of autonomous syllogism operate from the assumption that when two parties are involved in a debate, and the subject that they choose must be commonly verified on the basis of a certain assumption of the criteria of validation. And from Madhyamaka Prasangika's point of view, that kind of validation becomes untenable, because any notion of a valid cognition that is non-deceptive to the intrinsic nature of phenomena becomes untenable. So therefore, Madhyamaka Prasangika reject the supposition that in order for a kind of a discourse to take place, the subject under discussion must be verified on the part of both parties, where the validation is the process of validation is accepted by both parties. So that is being rejected here.
Then, 안다 디랑 메카스케 조소와 정신 여벌 마와다 정신 매번 마와 슬럽나 저 스텝 쉬우시도 시안 신의 텐주어도 정주어 슬럽나 신의 지금 한 수 드셔 좀 와서 와 자 저 텐주어 슬럽나 그 지르변의 정주의 텐주 교육으로 텐주의 텐지 교육으로 와다 나 안다 디 그 산재장도 마다 자식은 저만 교인이 전에 텐주 또 거셔지. 다 진리에 다지다 다 텐주 왔으니. 다 가서 텐주성도 순집에 타와성도 기에는 다 기르셔지. 다 리처는 인심이 다 기에 제와 개발이야. 인심이 추순 대신 로거를 쓰지. 진리에 다 때려 룰이 잡았다 봐다. 가서 미치부터 가. 저 간다. 양고 드셔 먹으시려고 하시도. 다 안 드셔도 약실이셔. 다시 예마 먹어도 다시 매바 먹었으나.
So, Tsongkhapa explains here that when we try to understand what is at issue here on the question of whether or not one should accept autonomous syllogism, he says that it is more helpful if you understand the two standpoints as one representing a group that subscribes to some notion of svabhava, intrinsic existence, and the other group that rejects the notion of intrinsic existence, even on a conventional level. So Tsongkhapa's suggestion is that it is better to characterize the two camps in this way, rather than as Madhyamaka Svatrantika versus Madhyamaka Prasangika. Because otherwise this raises all, opens up all sorts of complex questions about how do we, you know, define, you know, what is a Madhyamaka Svatrantika and what is a Madhyamaka Prasangika and so on. Historically, it is, for example, if you look at the masters like Buddha Palita, in his treatises, the primary form of reasoning that is used is a form of reasoning that draws consequences, by revealing internal contradiction in others' position. Whereas, so the debate sometimes is...
And
in contrast, if you look at the writings of Buddha, Bhava Viveka and Shantarakshita, for that matter, we will also recognize that they tend to use, you know, primarily a form of syllogistic reasoning rather than an analysis sort of... argument in the form of a consequence. So these masters like Bhava Viveka and Shantarakshita, their base, you know, underlying assumption really is an acceptance of a notion of intrinsic nature, svabhava. So we already discussed that earlier. So the discussion really, and one of the aspects of the discussion is whether it is indispensable to use a syllogistic reasoning in order to, generate inference, inferential understanding, or whether one can also, by means of a reasoning that takes the form of consequence, one can also generate inference. So that's one aspect of the debate.
So 니소 대 코너 대이 때 취지 취지 로잔지 단 가사 대 땅에 놓고 고름지 어줄로 줍니다 텐데 사람 뭐인데 디들 아 다시 매버 두야기 대자버 껴버 두야기 이니 최신 땡디 이니 취지 로잔지 에 가사 어 친지 로 삼기 다가 모부 니에벌 니 냠벌 기르고 니도 니 캐라 뭐 니도 오스 로빈 랭댕기 땡 출생디 친지 로 삼기 니에벌 신데 추에 시에베 단 니에벌 멤버지 그래서 어 제 머주의 시베 니에버 멤버 추의 시베 니에버 저랑 던지니 캐랑도 야리스 가래서나 균진디 그룹지 추 껴가고 그룹지 추선 되고 대치스 전담을 쭉 껴와매 대치스 딱 믹서 전담을 껴와매 대 시세인 루자네 전담을 매바지 그룹지 추를 꺼인 거야 그룹지 추를 꺼인 루자네 추진되다 전담을 못 주겠지 다 쉬어요 전담을 못 주고 쉬기면 이제 전담 제거로도 못 주고 쉬어요 최저 강시 전담을 못 주고 진쟁해로도 주의 쉬면 이제 자주 안 해요 일단 노스코 이제 전에 이 총어디 이제 장점부터 봐 야는 거야 말은 맞지 나 뒤에 Motui Shivani, Motui Shivani, who is in Shiviari, Cherangi, Tanjimane, Tui Shivani, Motui Shivani, never remember, Cherang cannot was. Kareslana, the other turns of a job to Jesus Square was. Dulce and Jayona, Dang Rung Hassa, Mumma, Mumma, Marie Mumma, Umabe, Mumma, Mazu, Missane, Tuna, never Maja. Tan Lishin Yunala. 결혼기 믹소 최신 디지디 모추의 시베 니가 결혼 결혼 결혼하스 결혼가도 모추고 시다디 랑세 나올때도 모추의 시베 결혼 결혼 결혼하스 랑시 매번마다 우마베 룰라 아니 최신 룹지기 참아디 랑세 나올때도 추별로 차대하스 Material, material is, trivial is. Chazana, Chizilla, the Chizimalove, Lo Nigi, Nidundi, Mangadis. Satinibi Hindu, then Ranshi Yever Mava, Ranshi Meva Mava, Nigi, Dami Drew and Kudula, Ranshi Yemi Zeva Kudula, Chizantana Yamaris.
So we will now read from the section where Tsongkhapa cites from Chandrakirti's clear words, Prasanapada, where Chandrakirti really rejects, kind of, you know, critiques the, one of the supposition, principal suppositions of the syllogistic reasoning, where the assumption is made that when two parties enter into a dialectical analysis, at that point, the subject upon which the discussion discourse is taking place must be commonly verified. It should not; the subject should be something that is must be accepted at a kind of a common level that does not include kind of, you know, imposition of one's own distinct philosophical or metaphysical views about its existence. So, when two parties enter into a debate, whatever subject it may be. Whose characteristics that you are discussing about, whose properties that you are discussing about, the subject itself should be, you know, accepted at a level where both parties share a notion of its existence. And when you do that, the both parties should not bring their own specific metaphysical views about its existence. So now Chantakriti is critiquing that basic assumption of Bhava Viveka, and he writes, he writes, this is on page 262, and he writes, the same method that was used to show that the position is defective insofar as its basis is not established should be used to show the defect that the reason because it exists is also not established. I think that was the translation. So, and there are two ways in which this particular passage from critical passage from Clear Words of Chantrakirti is explained in Tsongkhapa's writing. One here in the Lamrim Chemo text, the other one in his Essence of Eloquence text. And the reading is slightly different. And here, Tsongkhapa reads it in the following. He reads it so that, for example, he says that when in the context of a Madhyamaka critiquing the notion of self-arising that has been postulated by, say, for example, Samkhya philosophers or any other form of essential arising that Buddhist essentialists have presented. So in that context, Bhava Viveka himself, he, for example, employs the following form of reasoning, syllogism. He says that sprouts and so on do not possess ultimately real arising because they are so and so. So, and when he uses that kind of reasoning, what Chantrakirti is pointing out is that because you take it for granted that sprouts and so on do not possess ultimately real arising or ultimately real existence, therefore you are already accepting that the sprouts and so on, which are the subject, things which are posited only by conventional validation, and because they are not objects of ultimate analysis or ultimate ultimate analysis, therefore, given that they are conventional, they belong to the conventional reality, therefore the cognition that posits their reality is a form of a distorted cognition. They are not a cognition that perceives the ultimate nature of reality. Given that you assume that, however, so when you use that reasoning against a Samkhya, there will be no commonly shared subject, because so far as the Samkhya, the opponent is concerned, the subject that is being examined is a phenomena that is verified and established by. So, because the opponent against whom the critique of self-arising is being directed is the Samkhya school. And the Samkhya, of course, would maintain that the sprouts and so on, which are being presented, are verified by valid cognition, which is true to their nature. So when Samkhyas and the Madhyamakas enter into a discussion pertaining to the status, ultimate status of sprouts and so on, there will be no commonly shared understanding of the subject. So it is in this way Chantakriti points out the contradiction in Bhava Viveka's position. In Lekshen Yingbu, however, in Essence of Eloquence, Tsongkhapa reads this passage in a slightly different way, where he says that when a proponent of intrinsic nature and the proponent of a standpoint that rejects intrinsic existence can't enter into a debate, there cannot be a commonly verified subject, because the proponent of intrinsic existence is going to make the assumption that any valid cognition of the subject. So any validation of the subject will presuppose that that valid cognition is non-deceptive with relation to the intrinsic nature of the thing, whereas the proponent of the standpoint that rejects intrinsic nature, when they enter into debate, is going to assume that the subject that is being examined has no intrinsic nature. So therefore, any perception that relates to it as if it possesses intrinsic nature is going to be distorted. So therefore, there is no commonly accepted criteria that validates the subject that is being analyzed. So here, in this reading, Tsongkhapa is pointing out that the Bhava Viveka himself becomes the object of critique. So there are slightly two different ways of reading this passage. So the main point of contention really is whether or not one accepts the notion of inherent existence. So, and when a valid cognition perceives an object, whether or not that valid cognition is erroneous with relation to its intrinsic nature, or whether it is non-erroneous in relation to its intrinsic nature. So the main point of contention is whether or not one can accept intrinsic nature of things, intrinsic existence of things. So here,
and because you are the Dali Shasari, Mikin Shikung, that direction.
For example, in Chandrakirti is entering the middle way, after the completion of his critique of the mind only standpoints, there is a section where Chandrakirti critiques a particular standpoint, And if you examine this standpoint that Chandrakirti is critiquing, it is a standpoint that involves, while rejecting the notion of true existence, yet at the same time according some notion of intrinsic nature, intrinsic existence. So this is basically the Madhyamaka Svatantrika position that is being negated here. So this is a position that while rejecting the notion of true existence, accepts some idea
of...
So this is a standpoint where the opponent accepts the notion of emptiness of true existence, yet at the same time accepts the notion of svalakshana, existence by means of self-defining characteristics. So here, Chandrakirti levels three consequences, in undesirable consequences. The first consequence he levels against this is to say that, according to that standpoint, then the wisdom of the meditative equipoise of the noble Aryas will become, in a sense, a cause for the destruction of things and events. And because they recognize all of these to be devoid of inherent existence. And the second consequence that is leveled is that... So the second consequence that is leveled against the position is to say that the conventional truths will become such that they will withstand ultimate analysis. So, for example, we can give is that because they cite, take the sixth mental consciousness to be the true essence of the person in the aftermath of searching for the essence of the person, so the person in that sense becomes a phenomena or an entity that can withstand ultimate analysis. And the third consequence that he levels is that the teaching on the all phenomena, all conditioned phenomena as being devoid of ultimate arising. So the third consequence is that according to their standpoint, the ultimate arising still remains unnegated. So these are the three consequences that are leveled. Reveals that the position is in contradiction with a scripture that presents that all phenomena to be emptiness of it, its own intrinsic nature. And here a quotation is given from
Rangdong Kuanyi Che. Under this Rangdong Sung De Adi Suk Tongba Niji Suk Rangsen Sha. That the Tantabar any 가서 전담을 뭐 전담을 뭐 좀 그래 써야지 자연 뭐 있나 아 야 언제 전담이네 어 아니 수 동부 니지 동수 어 랑동 차요 뭐 그 샹 동수 차요 뭐 다 수 니 동부 니 동수 다 그게 낭성게 수다가 거라 낭삼심마도 된진 거네 주요 말이 쓰잖아 딱고 장도래 뭐 뒤장도지 뒤지 나야 장도 거하질라 부부 부부 떠버렸어 잘했나 군소 장도 전담 샹동 사지가래다 야 뒤장도 샹이잖아 장도지 밑에 버리 부부 부부 떠슬러나 아니 我不看 샤모소로다 자 장도는 거하니 좋아 让东是要吃什么样啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊啊
the position that he's critiquing also is in contradiction with the statement in one of the Buddha's sutras. And the sutra here cites from questions of Upali, which is part of the Ratnakuta collection. And where in this sutra, the emptiness is presented as being an intrinsic emptiness, emptiness of intrinsic existence. So when we use the word rangtong, intrinsic emptiness, it is important to recognize that sometimes there are two different meanings of intrinsic emptiness. One is the one that is presented, being presented here in this sutra, where, for example, if one's understanding of emptiness of form, for example, is such that you assume the form to have some kind of intrinsic nature, and then you take that intrinsically real form to be the basis, and then try to understand emptiness in terms of negating some kind of ultimate reality over and above this form, then that kind of emptiness does not become rangtong. It does not become intrinsic emptiness, because you leave the intrinsic nature of the form intact, and you are, you know, negating something that is over and above it. So that becomes a form of an extrinsic emptiness. So here, for example, in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there is a very important statement, passage, where it says that it is not the case that the form and so on are being emptied by emptiness, but rather the form itself is emptiness. And this is a very important point, because if your understanding is that when, you know, we're establishing emptiness, somehow the form, if the assumption is made that the form is intrinsically real and it has intrinsic existence, and then emptiness involves some kind of negating, you know, extrinsic properties, you know, over this, then this does not become real emptiness. And so therefore, you know, when negating the object of negation here, we need to take the form as we perceive it and then negate its inherent existence. And when you do that, then the emptiness become true intrinsic emptiness. So this is a very important point. So therefore, when we use the terms like rangtong, we need to understand rangtong or intrinsic emptiness can be understood in two different ways. One is the way in which the sutra is Upali, questions of Upali suggest, which is the position that Tsongkhapa accepts to be valid. There is also another way of understanding this expression rangtong, which is to say, for example, form is devoid of form, or form is not form. So that kind of rangtong, negation of itself, this is a form of rangtong that Tsongkhapa does not accept. So on this model, the expression is used that all conventional realities are rangtong, you know, empty of themselves, and ultimate truth is empty of other. And on this view, then the ultimate truth is also understood to be ultimately real, absolute.
Yeah, yeah. That other, that oh no, Russian never my way. Any, 가서 우리 그게 정규 댄스 까나 아니 정규로 댄스 면접을 봐서나 tī mārē sī rōng rū lī yā tēnsī tēngyū yā rā lā tēnsī kuyā yā rē sī yīnē tī sēmē dhūk sī tūnā yī pū mārē sī rāng shī mē bā mā wā tēgī rāng shī yā bā mā wā lī yā rāng shī mē bā dhūk yūndu sā nē dhūk jē chī shēn tī tā wā mā tō bē rīng tā lā pā rū bē rāng sī nā wā rū tū tī Motive, Semen, that took the as a chatiari. Korangi, Yugi, Lord Henji, Semen, that took the yari. Ready, Korangi, Tunde Wangi, Razanal, Milue, that Razanal, the Motue Sheva, the digital, that Samashani, Sama tea, that drew it to Zuti, Kota Matomodu, Kaso Tortuya, memory. So did he in his name, Kaso Koshan, a chatiba, Shandag, the Dinzik said that.
So then the question is raised that if the standpoint that rejects the notion of intrinsic existence, rejects autonomous syllogistic reasoning, then does that mean that in this system there is no valid forms of reasoning at all? Then here Tsongkhapa says that that's not the case. One can employ different forms of argumentations, including a form of consequential reasoning, and also forms of reasoning that takes into account the perspective of the other person. So, for example, when someone is presenting establishing emptiness of a phenomena to a person who continues to uphold the notion of inherent existence, until the view of emptiness arises in that person, until that point, so far as the intellectual understanding of that person is concerned, he will continue to hold on to that subject under examination as possessing inherent existence. And whereas the other member of the party, the Madhyamaka, who presents the argument, will not make such supposition. So therefore, there will be no commonly verified common subject, but at the same time, the prasangikas can still continue to use the kind of the forms of reasoning by taking into account the perspective of the other, and on that basis simply accepting a subject that is renowned, that is known to that opponent, and on that basis one can proceed with the reasoning and analysis.
That subject is shamdama. 你把天你水接送到那大学里去吧，啥子？你说，你把天你水接送到那大学里去吧，你少了可惜不行。你说，你说，嗯，第五大，第七大，我的，成都去送到啊，太大那是，俺是晓得，前面。
So in the conclusion of this section that we have been discussing, Tsongkhapa makes an observation which is helpful. So we read, so when the person that is, so this is on page 274, so it's the fourth paragraph. So when the reason that is used to prove the probandum is established for both parties with the kind of valid cognition explained previously, this is an autonomous reason. When the reason is not established in that way, and the probandum is proven using three criteria that the other party, the opponent, accepts as being present, this constitutes the prasangika method. It is quite clear that this is what the master Chandrakirti intended.
That is the 당냠나 니니 텐규베 루지 제스 좀 이노 니야 나르샤바다 타녀도 랑고 오니 이게 드베 라신 고바다 택가고로 콘데지 남샤서 레고 루온 거베 수테니는 녀번녀 차오스
So here, then, to continue reading, there is an outline which reads which system to follow. So that is between the autonomous syllogism system and consequence reasoning. Which system to follow so as to develop the view in your mind stream. So here Tsongkhapa writes, the great Madhyamikas who follow the noble father Nagarjuna and his spiritual son Aryadeva are split into two different systems, Prasangika and Svatrantika. Which do we follow? Here, we are followers of the Prasangika system. Moreover, as explained previously, we refute essential or intrinsic nature, even conventionally. Yet all that has been taught about cyclic existence and nirvana must be fully compatible with that refutation. Therefore, you should...
그게 담에 좋다. 딱 되는 신체네. 마. 좀네. 아니. 다와 터도 되는 또 도레스. 다 달려야 가사가 됩니다. 나고 취해 됩니다. 다와도 공부 접어 본지. 심체.
So and then Tsongkhapa explains that having stated that it is the Prasangika system that one will follow in establishing the view of emptiness, and he then explains in the third major outline the way in the manner in which the view of the correct view of emptiness arises within one on the basis of such a method, and here this is explained in the following presentation of the selflessness of person, presentation of selflessness of phenomena, and how on the basis of familiarizing the view the obscurations are eliminated.
That's it. Kasa. Kasa, I'm doing this. Yala, Jen, Shinda, De. Number Dunduzana, Nijumeva, De. Bella Gurney. Kasa, Tea, Number Dunduzana, Nijumeva. That's the dream. Tata, Kasa, Rashidi, Modu, De. Dagiwaya, Rashidi, to anything.
So the presentation of selflessness of phenomena, emptiness of person, is really done by means of drawing analogy with the analysis of at the chariot, and the chariot being the composite entity, which is composed of its various parts, and this is subject to a sevenfold analysis, and when subject to a sevenfold analysis, when chariot is proven to be unfindable, then in the same manner, one analyzes the relationship between self or the person and the aggregates in the similarly sevenfold manner, and in this way, one establishes the emptiness of the inherent existence of the person. And once you have established the emptiness of the inherent existence of the person, then one will also be able to extend that analysis to the mind, the things that belong to the possessions of that person, and in this way also demonstrate the emptiness of not just I, but also mine.
That's the idea of the tree that we have. That's the idea of the tree that we have.
So this is followed by then a presentation of the selflessness of phenomena, and here the principal reason, one of the reasons that is used is by means of analyzing the arising in four possible ways. So it's the fourfold analysis of arising.
Huh? 대한도 닥친 거야. 드네. 어디 산재장에 닥친 거야. 숨잖아. 이런 로빈 랭댕기 대야 통수 통론난. 지금 펜션지. 아니 나자베. 아니 산재장 공부지 나바메바.
lobe leng deng ge da gyeon song sha ji ri gyeon de jol me do da di jin tre gyeon de an chi na na de yong gor da
so it is in fact in the context of the analysis of the arising by means of the four possibilities where Buddha Palita's presentation of the Nagarjuna's text was subject to extensive criticism by Bhava Viveka, and it was Chandrakirti who demonstrated that the criticism, that objections that Bhava Viveka do not really apply to Buddha Palita's position. And in this, in the course of this debate, this whole discussion on whether or not one can accept a commonly verified shared subject that we discussed came into being. So the third outline that we will look at now is the how, on the basis of familiarizing in these views, the obscurations come to be eliminated.
Telonan daban yawa lemba songar shebe lemba shito che telonan lemba nis siwen jungo lemba siwe jin ji pungu jin sun jebe kewa sebe taba tobe aji jo geba le dada dagi siwe chi ngan zing na yin zimi jo she ta nang da chiru nga da na dada dagi nyam sona yawa lemba nga ki tese be le kewa sebe je sung so ho si
So here, Tsongkhapa writes the following in page 320. It's fifth or sixth paragraph where we read that after you have seen, that this is after the outline, how to eliminate obscurations by becoming accustomed to those views. So he writes, after you have seen that the self and that which belongs to that self lack even the slightest particle of intrinsic nature, you can accustom yourself to these facts, thereby stopping the rarefying view the perishing aggregates as the self and that which belongs to that self. When you stop that view, you will stop the four types of grasping, grasping that holds on to what you want and so on, explained earlier. And when you stop these, existence conditioned by attachment will not occur, hence there will be an end to the rebirth of the aggregates conditioned by existence. You will attain liberation. Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom says, because of the pacification of the self and that which the self owns, the conception of I and the conception of mine will be gone.
That is something. The man who chicks much in Bishuda. The tundut Yoksha study. Don't when you talk with other double using tinnitus. Kangashi, the other don't when you double mulliver in your ship, sinitana, any double the tower. 두신 뜨바다 제외장 넘버도고 도신 다 취미식 남도 다 뜨바다 제신사지 된진 뜨바 아재가 뭐지 시도 그래서 아재가 뭐지 시유도 자네 취미식 남도고 도다야 돼 이거 말해지 넘버도고 도아재 넘버도고 로베 뇽모 도라스 근데 차단 뇽모 버티디 기가 말해지 레도 뇽모 로베 겨워도고 대시 동번이 코나 뜨바처럼 저 로베 생이지 임베
娘人的吧 So here, this is on page 321. There is a couple of sentences where Tsongkhapa really sums up the importance of understanding of emptiness, and he says that thus afflictions such as attachment and hostility rooted in the reifying view of the perishing aggregates are produced from such misconceptions. These misconceptions operate mistakenly only by clinging to the notion this is real in regard to the eight worldly concerns, or man and woman, or pot, cloth, form, or feeling. Since it is these misconceptions that conceive those objects, they are generated from the elaboration of conceptions of true existence.
왠지 말해. 너무 쉬울 수도 있겠대요. 영어 수도 없어야 돼.
오케이, so here we read on page
322.
So citing from Chandrakirti, then Tsongkhapa comments, this passage proves that the view of emptiness, this is on page 322, the view of emptiness cuts the root of cyclic existence and is the heart of the path to liberation. Hence, you must gain firm certainty about this. So, what this shows is that unless we don't want to think about, you know, what is meant by liberation at all, so long as if we wish to think about liberation, there is no choice but to cultivate the understanding of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
Then the text proceed with the explanation of the various types of special insight, vipassana, and then the manner in which one should cultivate and maintain the special insight, and then also how to unite tranquil abiding and special insight.
단지수의 남지도와.
And then there is a summary of the entire path.
다들 내리시죠. 저는 다시 대화를 올려주세요.
And then there is a section on how to and you know train in the path of the Vajrayana.
안두디 너무 많은데 다 교도가 되는 거면 두개 그냥 그 참지 쳐다 되는 거면 참지 어 So now completed. Thank you. Thank you. So, if you properly that give teaching of this, then it takes months. Then, properly practice, then it takes many decades. But we have to do. There's no other choice. My own case, I think at age around 15, 16, I developed genuine interest about
is in this teaching. Now, verse 73. Still, this is main text or main guidance ray.
Guide. Main guide. Guide.
이 배주 넘지한데 배주 친구들 어디서도 와. 흉멍구 전다서 뒤시고 뚱튼 송도 와. 뒤지면서 뚱튼해.
So there's generally there is a convention in the Tibetan tradition to refer to those texts that are very comprehensive as calling them a 1,000 doses in one dose. So this Tsongkhapa's Lamrim Chemo is like one of those dongtun, you know, 1,000 doses in one dose.
진네, I think generally the every Lama Tsongkhapa sort of commentary is all those the hardest sort of hazoda passage. Usually you see they try to explain. That is something very unique. So therefore naturally its own text also become difficult. But that's highly necessary. Although his sort of text only 18 volumes. But hardly no sort of symbol sort of the text. Everyone something really weight, right? Weightful, right?
Weighty.
And then his own writing style also are wonderful. The use, I think, minimum word, but bring the maximum meaning. That's a special sort of gift for his writing, like that. So therefore, I, as a simple Buddhist monk, I'm extremely happy. Some lecture on this book, on this text. So, of course, my own sort of knowledge still very limited. And then experience, even fun, so less. But I'm very happy, very, very, very fortunate, you see, reading this book. So, now, look at teacher. Now, since around 16-year-old, now till 73, still working on it. So, you see, you also, you see, have to think. You see, the study as well as practice takes many, many years. So, should not feel because of that. Discourage or demoralize. Even one day, every day, learned one page is enough. Good. Then 100 days, 100 page. 1,000 days, 1,000 page. Okay. So even I think the construction of external thing. It takes time. The construction in our mind, it takes time. So not easy. But 100% sort of assurance is can change, can improve. That much from my own experience, I can assure you, if we make effort continuously, without losing interest, without losing determination, things can change. Things will improve. So then eventually our aim is because of the genuine experience of infinite altruism and understanding of ultimate reality. Through that way, as a Buddhist, our final destination, Buddhahood. So now let us start from now to that final destination. Thank you. mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, as a tradition,
So, as it is customary during the Lamrim teachings, today we will chant the Lamrim dedication verse, and we will do that in English. So, the
English.
Aspiration part of the dedication verse is on page 368, stanza number 4 on that page. So, we will read the lines together. It starts from by accumulating. Yeah? By accumulating through long effort the two collections as vast as the sky, may I become the chief of the conquerors, guide of all beings whose minds are blinded by ignorance. Also, in all lives until I reach that point, may Manju Ghosha look after me with loving kindness. After I find the supreme path complete in the stages of the teaching, by accomplishing it may I please the Congress. By skill and means, inspired by strong loving kindness, may the vital points of the path that I precisely know clear away the mental darkness of these. May I then uphold the Congress teachers in regions where supreme precious teaching has not spread, or where it has spread but then declined. May I illumine the treasure of happiness and benefit with a mind deeply moved by great compassion. May this treatise on the status of the path to enlightenment, well-founded on the wondrous deeds of the conquerors and their children, bring glory to the minds of those who want to be free, as long achievement. As for all those who provide conditions that support integration of the good path, and clear away conditions that inhibit that integration, whether they are human or not, may they never be separated in all their lifetimes from the pure path praised by the conquerors. When I strive to properly achieve that supreme vehicle through the 10 deeds of the teachings, may I be accompanied always by those who have power, and may good fortune prevail to me.
Thank you. 야자 잠시 나와야죠 응. 편해져 왜 만들라 오늘에 오케이 그냥 아주 퍼스트 아이템인데 오늘에 yes.
So first of all, I'd like to thank Your Holiness for Your wonderful teachings. We, our teacher, our founder, Geshe Wangyal, always refer to Your Holiness as Yishin Norbu. And so then I understand that that means whispering in Chuo. So every time I meet Your Holiness, I always feel that those words, that my wishes are being fulfilled, Your insightful, what can I say, that just I understand how I thought when I invited Your Holiness that You could provide us with the heart of these teachings, and I feel You led us to the heart. And and though it might take many days to or many weeks to really teach this book, I feel that we've received the heart of this book in these 6 days of teaching, and only a great scholar of the Buddha's Dharma is capable of doing that. So then, I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank many people, but in particular, the translator, Geshe, Thupten, Dr. Thupten Jinpa. And then most of us here haven't been aware of it, but then we've had two translators in the back rooms here, Jamyang Rinchen doing the Chinese, and also Li Bui doing the Vietnamese. We'd like to thank them. And then, of course, there's all the people who made this possible, starting with the president of Lehigh, Alice Gast, and all our friends who make up the Lehigh family, and Chief. Yeah. Thank you. And Chief Shop and all the marvelous security officers that have been our Dharma protectors for all these past few days, including all the members of the diplomatic security service that our federal government has provided. Sorry, there's a bit of a list because there's so many people who have done this. And then Rich Fritz, who's the director of Staples Arena, and all his marvelous crew that put this all together for us. And then, of course, all the wonderful volunteers who gave their time and to spend these past 6 days with us. And then finally, but not the least, all our dear friends at the Tibetan Buddhist Learning Center. Who gave so much, I got stuck on the words. Then, let's see. I'd like to... I'd like all of you to join together with me, as I said before, to say this one verse for His Holiness's long life, and we'll recite it together three times. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Dzogchen Gyaltsa, may you stay until samsara's end. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Dzogchen Gyaltsa, may you stay until samsara's end. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Dzogchen Gyaltsa, may you stay until samsara's end. So now I'm going to do the traditional offering.
Come on.
sons.
Toshiche. Noia, tu c'è, tu c'è. Ti credo, mi vuoi mada? Mi vuoi un'altra mada? Mi vuoi un'altra mada? Mi vuoi un'altra mada? I do not want to receive any. Ti compassione, da compassione. Tujiche, tujiche. Oh, tujiche.
Introduce my wonderful friend who made this all possible, the event coordinator Lynn Teal, and she's going to read the read our and she's going to read our well, the results of everything in our financial statement.
As of 2:15 this afternoon, the gross revenues for these teachings was $1,138,798. Through today, the expenses totaled approximately $1,110,000, but may still increase to no more than $1,175,000 once all the bills and expenses have been received over the next few weeks. The Tibetan Buddhist Learning Center expects to break even or show only a slight loss. However, any surplus will be donated to charities that have been approved by His Holiness's Office of Tibet in New York City. Thank you.